Okay, today's daf is Peya Yerushalmi, daf Vav, and we will start with Hey Amid Beis. Again, we are these shirim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Hey Amid Beis, and we are in the Gemara that's commenting on the line of Kibud Avaim. Kibud Avaim, we have Agadata here in the beginning of Maseches Peah, where we talk not only about Peah, but about everything else in that first Mishnah, Talmud Torah, Peah, and Rayon, and Kibud Avaim, and the like. So we brought up yesterday at the end of the shiur, how far does Kibud Avaim go? So Rabbi Elazar said, go ask Dama Ben Asina. So again, I mentioned that Rabbi Elazar, some of Farshim say, maybe this is Rabbi Elazar Lashitasa, that he didn't want to talk about it himself. Why? Because if you look at the first two prakim of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is one of the earliest sources, Torah Shebaal Peh, that we have written down, even before the Mishnah. So it starts off with Maisa Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, right? That's why it's called Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. So this starts off with about Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, where Hyrcanus was a very rich man, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't know anything. I want to go learn Torah, and he cried and cried and cried until he finally Eliyahu Navi appeared to him. He fasted for a week or two. Eliyahu appeared to him. I want to go learn Torah, and finally he went to Yerushalayim. And I started learning Torah with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Later on, his father came to him to be menadet all nechasav from him, right? Just the opposite, try to get upset at him. And he came and he ended up, being inspired, right? Rabbi Elazar, his son, was giving shir, and his face was shining like the sun, and nobody could tell if it was day or night at the shir. Vein adam yodeim yom v'im laila. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave him a kiss. Ashreichem Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov sheyotzezem echalatzeichem. Amar Hyrcanus, lomi amar kach. Amr lo, Elazar bincha, your son. Amr lohem, lo kach ha'elo lomar. Ela ashri ani sheyotzezem echalatzoi. Elazar Yosef v'doresh v'cholu. And then he realized, and Hyrcanus says that, okay, your brothers are out of the Yerusha. You're going to get the Yerusha. So that, but that's, he wasn't at least in the regular state of affairs, he wasn't following Kibud Avaim his entire life, let's say, and maybe that's why he felt more uncomfortable, and he said, go to Dama ben Asina. Okay, Dama ben Asina, he was the head, and the Gemara gave the example that his mother was hitting him and even picked up the shoe to give back to his mother. But now we get the other part of Dama ben Asina, which is more well-known. Pamachazav de Yashvei Shel Binyamin, right, a couple lines up from the bottom. One time, the Yashvei, the stone of Binyamin, was lost from the Choshen. The Meshech Chachma talks about it in a few places, the significance of the Yashvei stone. Amru, man de islay tavadich vaseh. And they said, who has a good stone like this? Amru, islay dama ben Asina. Dama ben Asina, his father, his family has a jewelry collection. Aslam legabei. So they went to him to get the stone. Interesting. Is there any issue? The Gemara and Avodah Zarah. One of Avodah Zarah. The one of Avodah Zarah discusses the propriety of getting an item for the Mishkan or for Kalim of the Mishkan from a non-Jew and especially from an idolater. Right? We just saw at the end of yesterday's year that he not only didn't sit on his father's stone that his father sat on, but he made it into a god. Right? It seems to be an idolater. So again, the Rishonim discussed in Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Gimel. And Daf Chav Dalid, the propriety of using it, whether it was really for the ephod or not, the Tosfos on the bottom here of Chav Gimel Avei, Tosfos discusses Bikshemenu Avonim LaEphod, Hai Dama Ben Asina Al Karchenu by Sheni. He talks about whether it's by a reason or by a Sheni. It must be by a Sheni because we're going to have a Paraduma, and there were only the Paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu lasted the entire time in Bayis Rishon, so they didn't need. So there must have been by a Sheni. So all the Rishonim here discuss if it was by a Sheni, did they use the ephod by a Sheni? Was the Matumim by Bayis Sheni, or the Gemara in Yuma that says there were five things that were different between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. One of them, one is the functioning of the Choshen, but here it sounds like they needed the Choshen. It had to be during Bayis Sheni. So that's a discussion of the Rishonim here. The second half of the Tosfos there discusses how could you use it from a idolater. How can you use it for my idolater? Okay, that's just a halachic discussion related to this. So what happens? They went to Rabbi Nissin and they asked him, Azlon Gabe Upaskri maybe may a dinar, they offered him 100 dinar for the stone. Solik boy Maisilhul, he wanted to bring it to them. Vashka Chavua Damechi found that his father was sleeping. The Ista Amrin, or others say, meaning maybe his father was the one that made the business decisions. He didn't want to wake up his father. Or the Ista Amrin Maftacha the Tevusa have Yosef go etzbaase davui. Or the key of the box where the jewelry was that was under in his father's hands. Either way, he didn't want to wake up his father. The Istamrin or others say, interesting one, try to think about what the difference is between these, just different versions of the story. Istamrin, Rigle Da'avua, Havas Pshita Tevusa. His father's legs were on the box. Now, maybe you might have said, that's an even bigger chiddush, because maybe if you just go under the box, maybe you wouldn't wake him up, so he didn't want to take any chances in his hands, fine, would have woken him up. But Nachas L'Gabon, he goes back down to the rabbis, Amarlon, he says, Lo Yachlis, Maisuse L'Chon, I'm sorry, I can't bring it to you. So they didn't know why, he didn't say exactly, I don't want to wake up my father. So Amri, he said, Dilma, do boy pritin tuvin. They said, maybe he just wants more money. Askuni L'Matayim, so they went up to 200. Askunila elef, they went up to 1,000. We need the for the choshen. You know, we'll stop at nothing. Kiva de itar avua min shintei. Once his father woke up, salik va'aisu selon, he brought it to them. Bo maisilon, and he brought it to them. Bepiskule achraya. He went by the, right, piskule, the other gear says, kitapaskule, right, as he originally had, offered him. Velokabli lave, and he didn't take the higher amount, right? There's a similar story quoted in Rashi, or the Rivavan, at the end of Maseches Makos. Remember when there was an amora that was offered a lot of money for a certain item, and he was saying Shmon Esrei. So he couldn't answer. And he went up a couple of times, and then he gave it to them for the original price. So he says here too, Omar mana mazon l'chun, I'm going to sell you a yakra daf hasi bepritin. The honor I gave my father, you think it's worth money? I'm going to sell it to you for a higher price? No, eini nene mikvod avosai klum. I'm not going to gain honor and money by giving, because of the cover that I gave to my forefathers. Right, so it sounds like very righteous, even though he was a Bala Vodazara, as we saw earlier, but he was alright, he didn't want to take money for the good deed that he performed. Ma'par lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, schar, what schar did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him? Amar Abyosi, Barbun, Bo Balayla, Yolda Paraso Paraduma. He had a Paraduma, he got a Paraduma that night in his herd. V'shaklo kol Yisrael mishkala zav and atluha. And how much does the paraduma cost? Remember, this was right, only one of the nine that have happened already in history. Remember, there was one in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there were eight in the days of Bayesheni, and there's going to be one more in the days of Yemos HaMashiach, as the Mishnah says in Parah. But that's the paraduma dafka that night. The Mefarshim, the Ben Yoyada, discusses why dafka paraduma. A number of the Mefarshim, the Ben Yoyada, and Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about Ptum Venesino also. So, says the Ben Yehoyada, Machaparlo schar bapara duma velo parlo shiar viach calls that revach bofan acher. Why didn't he just make him win the lottery? So he gave him a few answers. He said, number one, Shabazenikar hadavar azeh, etzlo yoser velo yitzla beteva. Number one, you'll know that this is dafka for what you did. Right, giving you a message. Paraduma is, but the same rabbis that came to get this jewel for the ephod are gonna have to come back for the paraduma. Number two, Kedei Lezako says Yisrael, Sheyiknu Apar, Bedamim Merubim, Venimsa Motziin Bavura Mitzvah, Mamon Arbe, to give the Jews a chance to spend a lot of money. If a Jew had the paraduma, he'd probably give it for free to the Beis HaMikdash. But Dafka, this non-Jew, he would take a lot of money, so the Jews were able to be Mizakia the Rabbim, to be Mizakia themselves with, spending a lot of money on the mitzvah, Shabazeh, Yigadel Zechusam. Via Gimel, Kadeshim, Yagishu, Vichu, Kavachomer, Liatzvam. They'll take Kavachomer, somebody who's not Mitzuveh. Like Bab Menasina does this. So surely, Mitzuveh. I saw one of the other Mefarshim, I remember a long time ago, about how there was a kitrug in Shamayim. I don't remember who said this, but there was a kitrug in Shamayim against Klal Yisrael. Right, this non-Jew. Yeah, Rebbe Elazar had to go look at this non-Jew in Ashkelon to go see what Kibbutz Avim is like. What about, there weren't enough Jews? He was doing the best. So to overcome the kitrug, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this because the non-Jew did this huge mitzvah that makes sense, and he gave up a lot of money. So what's the greater thing? We're going to do a mitzvah that doesn't make sense for even more money, right? And that's the paraduma, the opposite of kibud av ha'eim, so to speak. Good. Also interesting, the talks about here, the paraduma that night was in the Eder. If it was born that night, that means that the pregnancy had to have happened earlier. But the pregnancy had happened earlier, but Dabba ben Asina didn't do the action yet. Right? So how was it that it happened possible and then all of a sudden that night it occurred? So this is an example. Muchach Mikan, some of the Achronim say that in Shamayim they knew months before. I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foreknowledge and Bechira Chavshis. He had Bechira Chavshis, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew months before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged for the pregnancy of the cows months before so that it would happen now. They quote a similar idea. We mentioned this in the Navi Shirim. Those who listen to the Navi Shirim, they quote this in the name of the Maharsham. Name of the Maharsham, based on a halachic discussion. But it's about Edom Hagiti, right? The pasuk says that David HaMelech saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're trying to bring the Aron back. They first brought the Aron back, and there was tragedy, so they had to leave it. And then finally, they saw that Edom was having a tremendous. His family was having so many babies. And therefore, David realized that it was time to bring the Aron back. But what was the Chazal say? They were having so many babies. The Aron was only there for 3 months. So how were they having so many babies? And it was Nisbarich. But 3 months. So if you say there was some type of miraculous 3 month pregnancy, fine. But Pashas, it wasn't. So how was it? How was it known? So Chazal say that the pregnancy was Keragil, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew beforehand that the Edom Hagiti was going to be a tzaddik, and therefore he made the pregnancies happen earlier. What does it have to do with anything? There was a Shiloh that the Maharsham had, right? There was the Malchus made a Gzeira against the Jews, and they tried B'derech HaTeva to be Mevatalit. They couldn't figure out a way to get rid of the Gzeira. They went to a tzaddik who was Paul Yeshuos. They gave him a lot of money in order to daven, and he was mevatel the Gzeira. And right after he davened, a letter came from the Malchus that had been mailed 2 weeks ago that the decree is batel. So the shaila is, so was it the tzaddik? The tzaddik just davened now. The letter was sent 2 weeks ago. Right in the Marsham, they came to the Marsham and they said, we don't have to give this tzedakah to the tzaddik. Because you see, 2 weeks ago it already, so the Marsham says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was going to daven. And therefore, 2 weeks before, he made them write the letter similar to the Edom Hagiti and similar to, right here, Dabba ben Asina, that the cow was already impregnated, beforehand, because he knew that it would happen then. Okay. Let's, continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Shabtai, Ksiv Umishpat, Virov tztaka lo ya'ane. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu masha matan scharen shalo se mitzvah b'goyim. Hashem doesn't delay one day, one night, schar for the goyim. Let's call this idolaters. Because remember, tzadikim have schar in olam haba. And therefore it's delayed. But the idolaters get their schar in olam hazeh. So, he got it that night. Paraduma came that night. Wasn't any delay. Other well-known stories about Kibud Av Ha'eim. Some of them are in the Bavli, different forms of them. Here we go. Imosh Rabbi Tarfon, Yar Dilatay Eloto Chatzir B'Shabbos. Right? The mother of Rabbi Tarfon went to be Mitayel. And V'halach Rabbi Tarfon V'niach, and Rabbi Tarfon didn't want her to get her feet dirty. So what did he do? V'halach Rabbi Tarfon V'niach Shtei Yadav Tachas Parso Seha. He put his hands under her feet. She used to walk on them until she got to her bed. One time, Rabbi Tarfon got sick. Chachamim went to visit him. Amrelan, she says to them, my son does for me? Rabbi Tarfon is unbelievable. He puts his feet on the ground so I can walk on them, daven for him. Amrelan, they say, what do you want from us? Vitanius Lohan, I'm sorry, Maya Velach, what does he do for you? Vitanius Lohan Uvda, so she told them the story. Amrullah, they answer very unexpectedly. Afilo Osakin Elef Alafim, even if he would do thousands of times what he did, Adayin Lachati Kovich Amr Torah Lohigia. Even to the half of the covet that, one should do for parents, he hasn't reached. Right, what does that mean? Right, he went above and beyond. So, what does that mean that he hasn't done anything? So they quote Peshem the Chafetz Chaim Baruch Hashem, the Chafetz Chaim, that they didn't want the Rabbi Tarfon. One of his areas that he excelled in life was Kibud Av V'Em, but he didn't want. They didn't want in Shamayim for. In Shemayim to decide that he has fulfilled his tachlis. He has fulfilled his purpose. So if they would say, yeah, he's done all that you could do for Kibud Av V'Em, so then that might be, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might say, okay, he's done his fair, he's done his tachlis, and therefore it's time to bring him up. So that's why they said, oh, he hasn't done anything yet. As if to say, they're giving him a bracha for Arichas Yamim. That's what the Chafetz Chaim suggests. Good. So that is Rebbe Tarfon. Amazing. Emo shall Rebbe Yishmael, but the mother of Rebbe Yishmael, the kavla alav Rabbi Seinu, the mother of Rebbe Yishmael came and she complained to the rabbis. Amr lahen, go'oru b'Yishmael b'ni. She said to them, you know, could you please rebuke and talk to my son? Sheni noy be b'kavod. He doesn't give me kavod. Why? Ba'osa shah nischarkemu p'neim shal Rabbi Seinu. The rabbis, they get embarrassed. What do you mean? Amru, Efsha, less Rabbi Yishmael, Noeg, Bekavad of Osav. Rabbi Yishmael doesn't fulfill Kibud Av V'Em? What does that mean? Amru, La Mayavalach, what does he do for you? Amra, she says, Kedu Nafag mi Beis Vada, Ana Boi Mishazga Regloi, Umishti Behain. When he comes out of the Beis Vada, from the Beis Medrash, I want to wash his feet and I want to drink that water that I wash his feet in. I know he's such a holy person, and he doesn't let me! Blow Shavikli! He doesn't let me because he obviously thought it was a bizayin for his mother to drink the water that he washes feet in. She thought that this Rabbi Yishmael was like a Malach Hashem Tzavakos, and therefore I'm going to service him. And I'll Amrulay they said, "Hover who ritzona who kvoda." So they told him, "Look, Rabbi Yishmael, this is what she wants. This is what she wants." You know, it doesn't say what happened, but it just says that this is what she wants, and therefore you should listen. Amr Rabbi Mana. Yawis Elain Tachonaya Amrin. This is what the grinders say. This is what the folklore is. This is what the grinders say. Call Barnash, Ubarnash, every person, Zechuse, go Kufse. Their Zechus is in their own basket. Meaning everybody does their own thing, and everybody reacts differently to the actions that are performed. Imi de Rabbi Tarfon Amrolon Achin. The mother of Rabbi Tarfon said this, Va'agibune Achin, and the response of the rabbis was such. Imi de Rabbi Shmuel Amrolon Achin, Va'agibune Achin. So they each responded based on the specific situation. Right? Rabbi Tarfon's mother, you know, he hasn't done anything. And the Rabbi Shmuel's mother, oh, you should do more. Right? Everybody's got their own world in their own basket, right? And the rabbis react differently depending on what's needed to be discussed and the reaction that's demanded by the Torah. Rabbi Zeira, Havi Mitzarva Amar, Halavai Hayali Abba Ve'ima, Dikrinun, Deniras, Gan Eden. Rabbi Zeira says, Halavai, a number of the rabbis in the Gemara, as we know, were not Zocha to have parents. Right, they were orphans, they died young. So Rabbi Zeira says, Halavai would have parents that could give them a cover, that could be Yorish Gan Eden. Katshama Elain Tartin Ufanayo. He said this when he heard these two stories about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon. When he heard these two stories, the Rabbi Tarfon, Amar, he says, Baruch Rachmana Delesli Lo'abav Le'ima. That's what's demanded. You gotta put your hands down and your mother's gonna walk on it, and that's not even half the amount? Says Rabbi Zeira, I guess Gamzu Latova. I guess it's good that I didn't have parents. Lo Rabbi Tarfon havi achil na avid. I couldn't act like Rabbi Tarfon. Lo Rabbi Shmuel havi makil kabel na alai. I couldn't act like Rabbi Tarfon, and I wouldn't be able to accept what they told Rabbi Tarfon to accept. So you know, it's good. Is it good? It's good in a certain sense. He says, Amar Rabbi Avun. There are a number of Amoraim. Right, the Goran Kiddushin talks about Rabbi Yochanan. We think Rabbi Yochanan. Tama Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have parents. You think about what Rabbi Yochanan accomplished in his with his difficulties. Amar Rabbi Avun, Pater ani mi Kibud Av V'Em. Rabbi Avun says, I'm Pater from Kibud Av V'Em. Why? Amru kad abris le'ime mis avui. When his mother was pregnant with him, his father died. Kad yadal se misas. And when his mother had him, she died in childbirth. And therefore, he says, I'm Pater from Kibud Av V'Em. Some of the achronim in the back say, what's he emphasizing? He was obviously raised by other people. Let's say his grandparents. So what he's saying is, I'm Pater from Kibud Av V'Em, the Iker Adin, even though other people raised me. And that's implicit discussion from this Yerushalmi, but it's a huge discussion in the Mefarshim about Kibud Av V'Em for grandparents. So if somebody else raises you, anyone, there's basic Hakaras HaTov. There's basic, you know, if there's an adopted parents, or any hamagadol yosam yisom avto peso akilu yoldaso. Grandparents is a specific discussion. The Ramah, the Maharik quotes that there's no chiyuv of kibud avim at all, and the Ramah argues. The Ramah in Reish Mem in Hilchos kibud avim. The Ramah says, where is the halacha? Here it is. The Ramah in Chav Dalet. Chayiv adam lechabit chamav. Number one, in-laws. The yesh omrim. Some say d'ain adam chayiv bekabit avi aviv. Some say he's not chayiv in the grandfather. The Maharik. The enonirali. There's a mitzvah of kibud grandfather, but just father is more than grandfather, and that's based on a medrash that Rashi quotes in Abrashus, in Perek Mem Vav. But again, that's the discussion, and the Rai is from Sugyan of Bayir Miklat, and we assume that there is a level of kibud avim, but not the same level. Is it? And there's a difference the poskim discuss that between a father's parents and a mother's parents. It's a discussion. It's a discussion. That's this discussion in the Stechemed. Stechemed in Mareches Chaf Os Kuf Chaf Aleph. He discusses there difference between mother's parents and father's parents regarding grandparents. Yeshu, there's a lot. This is one of those dafim in Peah that there's a lot to say. There'll be other dafim which we'll get back to Peah, but now we continue. Yeshu Machalas Avid Petumos V'Yorish Kehenim. Right, Chazal say this in a number of places. Somebody could give their father delicious, yummy food, and he's going straight to Gehenna. The Yeshu Kondon Berechaim V'Yorish Gan Eden. And there's sometimes that a person could cause his father to be work hard and be a grinder, and he gets Gan Eden. Ketzad Machalas Avid Petumos V'Yorish Kehenim. How does it work that you give your father great food and you go to Gehenna? Chad Barnash Avi Maichalavu Itarnegolim Petimin. A person is giving his father delicious chicken. Chadzman Amar Leavui Bri. And one time the father says to his son, Ina Minalach, where do you get these chickens from? They're delicious. Amar Le, Saba Saba, old man, Achol Va'adis, just eat and be quiet. The Kalbaya Achlan Imagin, the dogs also eat and be quiet. Don't bother me, I give you the food, don't say anything else. V'nimsa Machol, Zavi Betumos, V'yorish Gehenim. Meaning it's not about just getting the father, it's about being Mechabi the father. You give your father lots of food here, but you're doing it without a smile. Oh, it's a big pain? That's Gehenim. And what about the opposite? Keta kodno l'rechayim, yorish gan eden, chad barnash tavi itchem b'rechayim. There was somebody that was working in the mill, in the grinder. Asis, argirs is tsamus l'tonachaya. Tsamus, right? Tsamus is some type of army. The other gear is mitzvasa, the type of a staff. Anyway, the soldiers of the army come, and they want to take somebody to do grinding for the king. So amar le abba. All tochen tachtai. So the son says to the father, you know what? You grind here in this private place instead of me. In matis, mivazaya, so that I'm going to be the one that's taken by the king. So if there's any disgrace that happens, tavli anav lo'at. So I'll get the disgrace and not you. In matis, milki, if anybody has to get hit, tavli anav lo'at. So you grind here and I'll take the hit from the king. Nimsa kodna b'reichayim yorish gan eden. So you see, he's making his father grind, but obviously he's doing it l'shem shamayim to save him from any type of pain. The Chaya Adam writes in Hilchos Kibud Avim. The Chaya Adam writes in Simin Samach Zayin. Kibud Avim is mechavdam belibo shehem chashuvim be'enav ubelibo. It's not just actions. It's to be ma'arich and machshiv parents in one's eyes and in one's heart. Hainu sheyidame beinav sheim gedolim v'nichbedei aretz. To recognize they're unbelievable. Av shebeini sharbnei adam enam chashuvim klal. Even if they're not as chashuv in the eyes of other people, a child has to think. V'ze ikar kibud sheim lo kein hariksiv befiv ubisvasav kibduni v'libo richak mimani. It has to do a lot with the what's inside. Rechaim Shmulevitz also quotes this in Maimer Lamed Zayin in the New Editions. He says he has a Kabbalah. The Kach Mekul Balni She'ein Mitzvahs Kibarav Miskayemes Kilchasa Elaim Kein Ma'arich HaBen Es Aviv U'ma'aritzo Ma'od. Right, if the son is Ma'arich V'chayev HaBen Limso Ba'aviv Techunos U'ma'alos She'bohenu Mitztayein Yoser Mikolecha Zulaso. Find things about one's parents that are so unique that one can learn from. He's a gadol hador in these areas, and if not, then you lose the whole point. Lo kiyem mitzvos kibud av kol ikar. He writes, "Wow." Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Nomar, more Marmari Chazal about Kibbut Avaim, Nomar Ishimio Baviv Tiro, V'nemar Es Hashem Lokecha Tira. We compare being in awe of parents, Tira'u, and being in awe of Hashem. Voso Savod, Hikish Mora of Avaim L'mar Shemayim. So Mora of parents is compared to Mora of Hashem. Number two, Ne'emar Kabed Es Avicha V'Esimecha, V'ne'emar Kabed Es Hashem Mehoncha, Hikish Kibbut Avaim L'Kabed Amakam. We compare the Kabed. Ne'emar Umekalel Aviv V'Imo Mos Yumas. Somebody curses their parents, Chayiv Misa, V'ne'emar Ish Ish Ki Kalel Elokav, V'nasa Chitau, Hikish Kilas Avaim L'Kilas Amakam. So three areas. We compare parents and Hashem in terms of Mora and Kavod and Kilul, Makalel, Avaliyah Shalomar Maka Klabil Malan. You can't compare hitting a parent to hitting a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's not happening, right? Can't hit a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore that one, we only have hitting a parent, but not hitting a Makam. V'chein Bedin, and all of this is appropriate, all these comparisons. Bipnei, Sheshlashtan Shutafin Ba. Because we know there are three partners. There are three partners, right? Twice in, at least twice in the Bavli, right? We have, the more famous one in Nida Lamed Aleph, where Shlosha Shutfim Yesh Ba'adam, but there's another one in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin also it talks about Shlosha Shutfim Yesh Ba'adam, but there it has an ending that's different. Shlosha Shutfim, this is Lamed in Kiddushin. There's Lamed Aleph in Nida, and Lamed in Kiddushin. Shlosha Shutfim Yesh Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviv Imo. Bizman Sha'adam Mechabit Es Aviv Es Imo. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mala Ani Aleihem Kilu Darti Beinehem. V'kibduni, right? If you honor your parents, I consider it as if I'm there with you, and you gave me honor, and you gave me honor, right? That's the end of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Daf Lamed, but again, Lamed Nida, that each of the parents give something else. Ezel Mora. So we talk about the difference between Mora and Kavod. What is Mora? Awe of parents. It's two different mitzvahs. Mora aveim and kibud aveim. Lo yoshivim kama v'lo medarim kama v'lo sozer zvara. You're not allowed to sit in your parents' seat where it's designated their seat, or speak in their place, or sozer, or contradict them. Contradict them. Even in learning, the poskim talk about, it has to be in a way of kavod. Doesn't it say this? Like, not to argue with them, beferish. V'lo sozer zvara. Again, this doesn't mean you can never argue in Torah. The Rush sometimes quotes his father, the Torah, and argues. Right, sometimes there are examples that are given. But this is Mora. It's a beautiful one line in the Sfas Emes in Kedoshim where he says, right, Mora of parents is don't sit in the seat, and compare it to Mora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't sit in Hashem's seat. Right? Hashem's at the head of the table. He's the balabas, he's making the decisions. He's the driver. Don't sit in Hashem's seat. Right? Hashem's the driver. Don't think that we're in control of everything. Right? Lo yeshe bimkomo. That's a deep thought. Ezel kibud. What about kibud? Ma'achil mashke malbish manil machnis motzi. Right? Feeding and clothing and helping go in and out. Right? Somebody once pointed out, we usually think of what's kibud of aim? Saying thank you when your parents give you something. Right? No. The ultimate kibud of aim is when the parents cannot do it themselves. Right? Clothing them and feeding them. Those are the examples given by Chazal. Right? The ultimate kibud of aim. Mandaman. Right, who is kibud aveim? Who has to pay for the services of a parent? Parent, after a big discussion, puts parents in a senior home. Who has to pay for that? So, huna bre'at barachia amar mishal zakin. The parents, from the parents' wallet. Vistavoy meimar mishalo. And others say no, it's from his own. The mafarshim say this is only if the parent has plenty of money, then it should be from the parents. Could use their own services. But if not, it comes from the child. Lo kenam Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Didn't Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina say that even if the child has to sustain a loss, he has to do kibud aveim? Where do you see that? Minayin afilo amar lo aviv hashleichas arnek layam sheyishmalo. If your father tells you, throw your wallet into the yam, you have to listen. So you see from there that the child has to bear a loss for kibud aveim. So isn't it the same thing here? So Gemara answers, that's not a raya, but who d'islay chorin? It could be that that's just a secondary wallet. Maybe you have another wallet. You're just listening to your father, but that's not really causing you a loss. There's no raya there. This Gemara is very crucial for a big discussion in Kibbut Avaim. Is there any Kibbut Avaim by somebody that has nothing to do with the parent? Right? The parent usually gets some hanah from something. Give me a drink, a kovid. But what if there's something that does not have to do with the parent? Does the parent have the right to say something? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, you know, what if the child wants to learn in a certain place that the parent doesn't want him to learn? in a yeshiva? What about if the child wants to marry somebody that the parent is not fully on board with? So that's a big discussion. Me'ikar adin, the burden of proof is, I mean, the child has a lot of flexibility. If it has nothing to, many Rishonim say, like against the pashas of this Gemara, that the child has independence if it has nothing to do directly. If it's a situation where the marriage would be a bizayin for the family, that's something else to talk about, but that's a big discussion in the halacha. Echad ish v'echad isha, a man and a woman have the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim, ela sheha ish sifeka biyado, a man always has the ability to do it, v'isha ein sifeka biyada, but sometimes the woman would not have the ability, b'vnei sheish v'shus l'achir malah. Once she's married, then her first chivim of kavod is to her husband. Nisar malon nisgarsha, kamisha hi sifeka biyada hi. But once if she's divorced or widowed, so then it would go back to the previous state. Mil said Reb Chiya Barva, the following Reb Chiya Barva is against what we said before. That we said before that the throwing the wallet into the water could be about a case where there's no loss. Right? Could be about a case where there's no loss. But the following shows that maybe they're against that. That maybe there has to be even if there is a loss. Mil said Reb Chiya Barva, question about the girsos here. Omar Tana Reb Yudin Ben Dursi. The Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the Tani Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Gadol hi kibud av ha'eim, Shedifa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoser mi kibudo. Hashem says kibud av ha'eim has higher demands even than his own kavod. Why? Where do you see that? Ne'emar kavod es avicha v'simecha, v'ne'emar kavod es Hashem me'honcha. Right? We have kavod, as we said before, comparing it. Kavod, honor your parents, and honor Hashem from your hon. Mima at mechabdo, right? From what do you mechabed him, meaning Hashem? Mima shechanancha, right? Honor Hashem from what he has graced you with. Mafresh, meaning Hashem gives you so much, so you have to give, honor him. Mafresh, leket, shecha, peya. Mafresh, chuma, maiser isha, maiser sheni, maiser ani, chala, osa, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tefillin, tzitzis. All the mitzvahs, umalchas aniyim besareivim, umashkes atzmeim, and give the poor, and give those who are thirsty. Im yesh lecha atchayev b'chol elu. If you have, then you have to do all of these mitzvahs. Vim ein lecha ein atchayev b'achas mehen. And if not, then you don't have to do the mitzvahs, right? You have a ptur, onis rachmana patrei. Avak shubayitz al kibud av ha'eim. But for your parents, bein sheyesh lechahon, bein sheein lechahon, whether you have or not, you got to find. Even if you have to go and beg to find ways to do kibud av ha'eim, you have to. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more makbid about kibud av ha'eim than his own kavod. There's a lot more here to comment on the end, but we'll see. Maybe we'll start with that and we will continue.